how we brought down the blog bounce rate from 93% to 5%. Hello everybody, this is Meghalai Sendal Kumar from Local Biz Network, and guess what? We did this in 3 weeks. We brought the blog bounce rate from 93% to 5%. Before I share with you on how we did it, what is bounce rate? Bounce rate can be simply defined as the percentage of people who visit your website but leave without clicking anything else. So what does it mean? Having a high bounce rate means the content is not relevant for the reader, so he leaves. So where do you check your bounce rate? You can check it in your Google Analytics. So what is the remedy and what did we do to make this bounce rate get better? We sat together and came out with a plan. The first one is better readability. Though the content was truly informational, the structure of the content written was not at all appealing to the visitors. So what we did was we changed the big paragraphs into pointers and we made them into bite-sized content that increased readability for the visitors. The pointers also helped in making the blog feature in snippets. So the next one was we added a lot of images and videos. Yes, there is no denying that content is king, but you will agree with me when I say that images support the content immensely. Content that is provided with relevant images gets 94% more views than the text-only contents. We removed the stock images and added images given by the client. Stock images are a big no-no. A video which talked about the content was embedded as well. The next was we focused on customer retention. We use Crazy Egg, which is a cool analytics platform. It helped us track and optimize the website's visitors' behavior. This tool uses some eye tracking tools like Scroll Map, Confetti, and Heat Map, which helped us understand the interests of the customers and in turn increase the conversion rate. So we used this cool tool and we did some changes. Then we added CTA buttons, call to action buttons or CTA buttons at strategic places helps in conversions. Following Crazy Egg's suggestions, once the CTAs were in place, bounce rate started dropping and conversion started increasing. Then we optimized the content. We selected old outdated blogs written a few years ago and made them relevant and readable. We also added a little more information which made the blog wholesome and useful for the reader. For example, this blog, having a burning sensation on my feet, why are my feet on fire? This blog explains why people have burning sensation on their feet. It's a health article. So we added symptoms of burning feet syndrome in the form of a slideshow. Yes, multimedia helps in reader retention. And then, hey, success. The bounce rate reduced to 5% from 93% for this blog. So what we did actually proved that what we were doing is right. The bounce rate reduced to 63% from the high 90s for the entire blog module. Why don't you try these tips and reduce the bounce rate for your blogs? If you're looking for content writing services, we are just an email away. So write to us at info@localbiznetwork.com. Thanks for listening and have a lovely day.